I didn't want to have to explain to a grieving mother why her daughter's killer had been walked out the back of the courtroom door on some crazy junk science defense. But frankly, the other side of that coin is I also don't want government to call state witnesses whose methods and expertise has not been tested.
So when you're referring to junk science, you're actually talking about what we have had in place for a long time, which is the Fry standard. Is that correct?
Right. So Florida trailed behind the bulk of the state courts around the country and also the federal court system. The federal court adopted this more than 20 years ago. And the idea is that unlike the state of Florida Fry system, which allowed an expert's pure opinion to come in, the testimony has to be based on reliable science that can be tested and repeated.
So some of the negatives we've heard about Daubert would be that it would impact the cost of trying a case. It'll be harder to get defendants to be able to prove their case, or, you know, how do you prove someone is actually an expert in what they're testifying about? Can you answer those concerns?
Well, what I would say is it's worked across the street in the federal courthouse for the last 20 years. So the concerns that were raised at the time when I stood before the state legislature advocating for this higher standard, some of my, at the time, fellow prosecutors said they were concerned about what they referred to as trials within trials, to try and make sure that expert testimony was admissible. But what we've seen in the federal court system is once the standard is met and the case law supports it, particularly in routine things like fingerprints and drug testing to make sure the heroin really is heroin. Those things are not issues. It's the expert who's trying to put forth some new novel theory that has to be tested in a different way. And to those who would say that it's going to be more expensive, frankly, I don't think the data shows that. And I would say if we're talking about somebody's liberty, we shouldn't be doing it on the cheap.
So going forward then, how will Daubert impact lawsuits, criminal cases, even civil cases?
It will help defendants who are accused of crimes so that we will not have, the dog whisperer who testified that his dog caught only guilty defendants and that he was able to understand from his dog that that's exactly what the dog was telling him. Or the other side of that, the smellologist in Orlando who said his nose was specially trained and he could tell how long a dead body had been removed from a car trunk. You know, those are the kinds of things, until proven further and accepted by science, I think are unlikely to pass a Daubert test.
All right, Bill Shepard, thank you very much.
Great talking to you, Gina.